The Senate's latest attempt to replace the Affordable Care Act is getting bipartisan heat from some of New York's representatives. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, they're worried that the so-called Graham-Cassidy bill could disproportionately hurt the Empire State.
In Oneida County Tuesday, a group gathered outside of Mohawk Valley Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney's town hall, holding up signs that said health care, not tax cuts. They were opposing the Graham-Cassidy bill that would cap health care funding for states and phase out the money that states like New York got for expanding their Medicaid program. Mary Clark says it would spell disaster for New York.
We will lose $19 billion in health care and will lose coverage for about 1.1 million.
Tenney says she does not like the proposal and is meeting with New York's eight other Republican representatives to develop a plan of action.
You know, our job is to protect our residents and protect our state. We have to be very strong advocates.
In the meantime, Senator Charles Schumer says a bipartisan group of senators are working on a bill that would stabilize Obamacare rather than repeal it, which he says a majority prefer.
Most central New Yorkers, 80% of all Americans, want to improve the present health care system, not repeal it all.
Schumer says this latest health care bill has a 50-50 shot of being passed and will come down to a couple of votes. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.
Thanks for listening to WRVO Public Media on NPR One.